Bankruptcy filings, something we all hate to think about, particularly in agriculture. However, last year was not enough to close that many farms down. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Projections for the third lowest net farm income in the last decade, record nominal agricultural debt, rising debt-to-asset ratios and interest rates, and continued headwinds for agricultural commodity prices had many anticipating an increase in farm bankruptcies in 2018. However, according to Jake Putnam, reporter and blogger for the Idaho Farm Bureau, that is not currently the case.
Well, it has been a tough year. Caseload stats from the U.S. courts show that for this past year, which ended September 30th, there were 468 Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings across the country. But that is down 8%, or just 40 filings. And when you consider the kind of year that we had with flat market and high input costs, this is really good news. And it just goes to show you how resilient our farmers are and how they can stretch a buck and keep going to next year. So hats off to these guys, to the American farmer. They've done an amazing job. They're not making a lot of money, but they're stretching the dollar and making do.
American farmer, American hero. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.